Alei Shu Chelek Beis Tav Tzadik Ches. In the sixth chapter, Yir'ah Bidvarim Amisurim Lelev. Yir'ah, as it relates to things that are private. Harish Kosav Beruchis Chem Siman Chaf Vav. He writes over there, Lehaamin Beashkachasei HaPirotis, to have trust, to rely on Hashem's personal involvement, or involvement in one's life, Uvazetekayem Bilvavcha HaYichud HaShalem. Thereby, by building this trust, one fulfills in one's heart the Yichud, making Hashem one, Behaamin bo ki'inav b'sheitetes b'chol ha'oetz, in knowing that, here the Rosh is paraphrasing a pasuk, his eyes wander through the entire land, ve'inav al kol darkei ish, uvechen lev v'chokei klayos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the ways of each individual and penetrates into his thoughts. Kizeu segulas Yisrael al kol ha'amim. This is the way in which Am Yisrael is treasured over all other nations. V'zeh yesod kol ha'Torah kula. It's the fundamental idea, the basis of the entire Torah. The author paraphrases: Umo Yisraelam yud'im yibore ha'ilam. They certainly know about the Creator. Avale emunah be'ashgacha piratis. This idea of involvement in the life of the individual zara lahem. Anachin yodim shakadosh bo mechayes akoil. We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives life, existence to everything. V'yodeh akoil, of course, is aware of everything. Shafil nishiras ale me'anaf shel ez etzu yodeh. This is, for some reason, an example that is often used in the Rishonim when they speak about hashgacha, this idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu being aware of the most trivial events, like the falling of a leaf from some branch. Hu makir kol ma'asenu machshev yisenu. More immediately, he knows all of our deeds, our thoughts, umshalem sechar or enesh al hakol, and there are consequences to everything. The oidzeis, but not just that. Furthermore, ki hu yisbarach manhigo yisano, he's actively guiding us both on an individual and national level, umevi yisano el hatachlis acharonah, guiding us towards the ultimate purpose, shi hageula hashelema, the ultimate geula. Inyan hashgacha peratis v'anaga, these concepts of hashgacha and guidance, Meva'er Ramban b'acharei, the Ramban explains in Parashas Acharei, ala pasuk v'titma ha'aretz v'yifkoit avaynah aleha, that pasuk. V'toichin devarav huzeh, the gist of his words is as follows: al kol ha'aretzes v'chol ha'amim mina HaKadosh Baruch Hu sarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed sarim, let's translate it here in the context, in the sense of leaders, over all countries, all nations. K'moy shekasuv sar malchus paras, Sar Malchus Yavan Bedaniel. In the book of Daniel, we have these terms: the angel, the Sar of the Persians, the Sar of the Greeks, etc. Shehim Koychos Ruchanim. These angels, these Sarim, are spiritual entities. Asher Darkam Yoredes Hashpa Elokis Elohim. They are the conduit through which the divine influence flows upon these nations. Rak Al Klal Yisrael Val Eretz Yisrael Loy Minah Hakadosh Baruch Hu Malach VeSar. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not appoint such a malach over the nation, Klal Yisrael, and over the land, Eretz Yisrael, ki he, in the words of the Ramban now, nachlas Hashem miyuchedes lishmo. This is like the own territory of Hashem, specifically for him. Lo yinasan alea min ha-malachim katzin sheter u-moyshel. He did not appoint from among the malachim a ruler to rule over Eretz Yisrael. Uchsiv v'yisem li le'am v'anuchi yehilachem le'elokim. This pasuk, you will be for me a nation, I will be your God. Ani Hashem Elokecha Asher Hivdalti Eschem Min Ha'amim, I differentiated you. Yoimar, says the Rambana, Ki Hivdil Osani Mikol Ha'amim Asher Nasan Aleihem Sarim. This is one of the fundamental ways in which we are different. Those nations have those malachim, we don't. Shehu Yisborach Lanu Le'elokim. Directly, that's what the pasuk means over here. He is directly our God. V'nei Miyuchadim Lishmoi. Says the author, Hasarim hamemunim al kol ha'amim. These angelic forces that are appointed over the nations, mekablim es shefa ha'chayim me'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shvil ha'amim. As we said before, they are the conduits for this divine flow that gives life, existence to the nations. Avalein HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemer es ha'amim. It doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu preserves the nations. Velachin beemes batelu kol ha'amim ha'atikim, which is indeed why all the ancient nations eventually dissipate, disintegrate. Anachnu mevarchim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemer amo Yisrael la'ad. One of the brachos that we say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards his nation forever. Ve'hashgacha zo yirak nachalas HaKlal Yisrael ve'etz Yisrael. This intimate hashgacha is awarded, is given only to Klal Yisrael and to Eretz Yisrael. This is a well-known point that different names of Hashem designate different modes of interaction with the world. That name that connotes creating, giving existence to everyone, Hu Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. That's the four-letter name of Hashem. That connotes that. Hashem Shel Hashgacha Piratis Hu Shem Elikim. The name of Hashem that connotes interaction and guidance of individuals, of nations, is the name Elikim. Shnei Hashemois Beyachad Hem Hashem Hashalem. When these two names are used together, they refer to as Hashem Hashalem. We discussed this before, that Hashem Hashalem over Oilam Shalem. That's what the Gaon there indicated, which is referenced here in the brackets. Ki hu yisbarach boire mechaye u'mashgiach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu altogether creates, gives life, and interacts and guides. Hashem hu ha'elokim. That's all in one. Anachnu kurim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu. We refer to him as Hashem, our God. Shekibalnu es Elokus Elokeinu. We accepted, we willingly accepted his role as our God upon us. Kloma ein elu dvarim mufshatim ha-sheichim lefilosofia shel hadas. In other words, these are not just abstract matters which are really can be categorized under theology. Elahem neigim eleinu. These are practical, concrete issues that touch us. Zoi segulas Yisrael al kol amim. This is now, the author is of course paraphrasing again the Rosh, which we cite at the beginning of this page. Zoi segulas Yisrael kol amim. This is what differentiates Yisrael and makes Yisrael a treasured nation above all nations. Zoi yisod kol haTorah kula. It's the foundation of the entire Torah. Kol chayenu benuyim al ze. Our entire lives are built on this. הדיבור הראשון בעשרת הדיברות הוא אנוכי השם אלוקיך אשר הוצאתיך מארץ מצרים. That's the first statement of Hashem. הקדוש ברוך הוא פנה אל כל ישראל בלשון יחיד. The Mefarshim point out something which is fairly obvious. It is addressed in the singular, not Hashem אלוקיכם, Hashem אלוקיך. He used the singular voice. וחוסב הרמב"ן שם הטעם לזה. The Ramban in explaining עשרת הדיברות writes the reason. כי אם כל אחד מדבר, הקדוש ברוך הוא speaking to each individual, אם כל יחיד מישראל, קשר הקדוש ברוך הוא קשר אמיץ בל ינתק. הקדוש ברוך הוא made a connection with each individual Jew, a connection which is strong and cannot be severed. הוא יסבורך אמר לי ולך ולכל אחד מישראל אנוכי אלוקיך. He said to me and to you and to every individual Jew, I am your God. ואנו פונים אליו ואומרים לו אלוקי. In התפילות, etc. we say, my God, לכל אחד מישראל יש יחס אישי לבורא. Every individual Jew has a personal connection to the Creator, כמו שיש לבורא יסברך השגחה אישית על כל אחד מישראל, just like הקדוש ברוך הוא exercises divine providence over each individual. כך הוא יסברך מדבר אלינו, וכך אנחנו מדברים אליו. That's how he speaks to us, that's how we respond to him. Now, אך באיזו הנהגה אנו מגיבים על הנהגה סו יסברך שסימנו? With what sort of הנהגה do we respond to his guidance, individual guidance, providence of ourselves. תגובה זו יכולה רק להיות יראה. That response can only be one of יראה. כאשר המלך פונה לאחד מבני עמו אישית, when the king addresses one of his subjects individually, אי אפשר שלא לקדם פניו ביראת הכבוד. Impossible not to respond with יראת הכבוד. אחרי הקדמה ארוכה זו, after this lengthy introduction, let's now examine how this great concept is expressed in practice. Paragraph base. Kayadua kol divrem shel rishonim zal shekulim ve'en bay mila miyuteres. We take it that the words of the rishonim are measured and do not contain extraneous words, unnecessary wording. Lachen pelehu, and therefore it is very much surprising. כי רשי חוזר על עניין אחד בריכוז גדולה חמש פעמים. רשי makes seemingly the same point five times in פרשס קדושים and פרשס בהר. Let's look at them. They're numbered here, א' to ה'. The pasuk in קדושים says, לא יסקלל חירש, do not curse a חירש, ולפני עיוור לא תיתן מכשול, nor place a stumbling block before the blind. ויורסה מאלוקיך אני השם. Fear your God, I am Hashem. Why does the Pasuk end? We don't always have at the end of every Leisase, we don't have this addition, fear your God, I'm Hashem. Rashi explains, Lefisha davar ze einoi masur laber yois, because this matter is not public knowledge. To know whether the individual's intent is for good or for bad, when he does this or gives advice or whatever it is. People don't know whether he intends it for good or bad, whether he's sincere or devious. The individual can give bad advice, knowing all the time that it's bad, but afterwards excuse himself and say, well, I intended it for good, and make all sorts of excuses. That's what the Pasuk indicates. Fear your God, the Makir Mashiv, he knows full well what your intention was. So to anything which is private, it's in the person's heart, how he sell, the person who does it, nobody else can tell his real intention. Everything like that, the Torah makes a point, fear your God. The second example, also in Parashas Kedoshim, Mipenei Seiva Tokum, to rise from the elderly, the Hodarta Penei Zokein, V'yoreisa Melekech Ani Hashem. Rashi explains, Yachoy Li'atzim Einav Kemi Shelo Ra'ehu. There was a Hava Min over here, to pretend not to see this elderly person. Lechach Nima V'yoreisa Melekech Sharei Davar Ze Masur Leliboi Shelo Yiseu. It's in the heart of the person. She'ein Makir Bo Elohu. Only he knows whether he really saw the elderly person, where they didn't see. When it's something that's private and nobody else can know about, the Torah indicates v'yareisa me'elokecha. The third example, Parshas Behar, v'loi toinu ish es amisoi, not to annoy, not to aggrieve, to irritate other people, v'yareisa me'elokecha ani Hashem. Rashi, kan hizhir al oina'as devarim. A different pasuk speaks about oina'as mamoin. This pasuk is about oina'as devarim, saying hurtful things. Shelo yaknit es chaviroi, not to annoy, not to say hurtful things. Shelo yasi'en oitza she'en ohigenes loy. Lefi darko v'anase shel yoetz. And not to give counsel, advice, which is really not good for that person, but suits the person giving the advice. Ve'im toimar mi yodeim niskavanti l'ra'a. If this person thinks deviously to himself, well, nobody's going to know that I really intended it to work out badly for that person who asked me. Lechach ne'emar v'yoreisa me'elokecha, hayodeh machshavos v'yodeh. He knows one's thoughts. Kol davar hamasul alev, anything which is private, she'en makir bo elo misha machshava b'liboy, it is only known by the individual himself, ne'emar v'yoreisa me'elokecha. The fourth example, also Parshas Behar. Al tikach mitoy neshech v'serbis v'yareisa me'elokecha. Don't take any interest. Rashi says, lefi shedatu shel adam nimsheches acharei haribis. Ribis is attractive. It's a very attractive mode of making money. It is lucrative and easy. V'kashe lifroish imenu. Therefore, it's difficult for people to keep away from lending at interest. U'moyre le'atzmo heter. The person there, therefore, rationalizes that it's permitted. Bishvil ma'isav shayu betelo isitzloi. His money could have been doing something else. Now I lent it to Ployni, and it's not doing anything. It's just lying there. I'm not making money out of that. Therefore, tzrach lomar v'yareisa me'elokecha. Oy, alternatively, a similar scenario. Atile ma'isav benochri la'alvosam l'yisrael b'ribis. He wants to lend to Ployni, but in order to circumvent the prohibition, he lends it circuitously, gives it to a non-Jew to lend to the Yisrael, but he himself ultimately earns the interest. Hareze davar hamasul liboy shel adam umachshavtoi. This is something which is in the person's heart. Nobody really knows about it. No individual, no human being. The Torah is to give a special warning. You should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does know. And the final example, speaking about the Eved Ivri, not to make him work in particular ways. Rashi says, don't give him work which is unnecessary just to make him work. Al tuimar, do not say to an Eved Ivri, warm up the water, which of course in those days was quite a thing. You don't just switch on the kettle. You have to make a fire, etc. So don't do that when you don't really need to drink. You don't really want to. Or say to him, Adoir tachas agevin ad she'avoy. Just hoe over here. Just dig until I come back, without giving specific parameters for the job. You know, just dig until I come back. Shema tuimar in makir badavar im letzerich oloi.
If you say to yourself, in your mind, if you say to yourself, well, nobody knows whether I need it or not. Nobody can come to me with definitive claims. So I can always respond to anyone who criticizes. I needed this trench dug. Well, it's privately. Once again, the terms of Ve'yoreisa, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is away. Says the author, Kan Mizgalim Lanu Nitzatzis Me'emek Shel Yir'ah. We discover over here sparks from the depth of Yir'ah. Nagiana Batzmeni. This is the point that the author has made already in this section. In our generation, when people think about Yir'ah, if we asked, what is Yir'as Shamayim? Ma hayesat teshuvasenu? How would we respond? In this generation, people would say, Yir'ah dikduk b'mitzvah. If a person is punctilious in mitzvah, he says, Yir'ay Shamayim. He does mitzvah with a certain amount of punctiliousness, of attention to detail. Or Yir'ay lasos mitzvah b'chavanah. Perhaps we'd say, Yir'as Shamayim, he has kavanah, he concentrates, he's not doing it. But wrote, Ula Yir'ay pachad me'ageinoim. Just fear of one's consequences of one's actions. Ubevaday b'chulam ish nekuda shel yir'ah. For sure, in these answers, there's a certain element, there's a point of yir'ah. Ach be'omkah lo inaganu b'chol ele. With these answers, we don't touch the depth of yir'ah. Hatira megala lanu kan b'chamesh dugmois. The Torah reveals in these five examples. Ki mekayimah shel yir'ah b'mistarim shelanu. The place where Yir'ah resides is in one's depth, the depth, the recesses of one's personality. Mamash be, as the Novi puts it, Yitzrei ma'alalei yish uva'alilois mitzadei gaver. Really deep inside. Bidvarim ha'mesurim lalev, as we saw the Rashi puts it. Things that are private, she'en shen adam yechol hadas kavanaseinu. Nobody can know what our real intention is. The only ones who know are the individual himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sham hu mekoyma. That's the place of Yir'ah. That's where it resides. Ul marbe apeliya, what's astonishing, kol chamisha heichitim tzei shel Yir'ah b'psukim hanal hem b'mitzvois ben adam l'chaveroi. The five examples that the Torah chose to indicate, to illustrate this idea, are in mitzvois ben adam l'chaveroi. Not ben adam la makoim, which perhaps you would have said intuitively, is where Yir'ah functions. Bechamisha yechasim el bnei adam, in five interactions with people. Ashe kaval oilam, ani yecholim leharois atzim lekitmimim vetovei lev, where in front of the world, publicly, we can pretend to be tmimim vetovei lev, to give good advice and to whatever. Whereas at the same time, in a heart, there's self-interest at work. This is where we tested as to whether we have yir'ah or not. Iver badavar, somebody who needs advice, is not aware of certain things. Zakein, an elderly person. Nitzrach leitza, again, somebody needs a counsel. Atzerich lechesef, somebody who needs money alone. Ve'eved, eved ivri. Hu asher oman, it's what we said in the introduction. Hayachas ha'amoik ben aboreis baruch uveinenu, that deep relationship between the Creator and us. Shehu yizbarach omer anoichi elokecha, he addresses us as individuals. I am your God. V'anachnu koreim yisoy elokai, and we say to him, my God, shehu yizbarach diber im kol echad meitanu, he spoke to each one of us individually at Har Sinai. V'atoitzaa mizeh she'ayira choderes lo yimek alev. The consequence of this deep personal attachment is that Yir'ah penetrates to the depth of the heart. Hayinu yecholim mitzaref lepsukim hanal oidish leisha. To the five examples we had on the previous page, we could have added another three. Af shelo kazvatu rasham yoreisa. Even though the Torah there does not write the yoreisa. Ach inyanam doimel hanal. They're just similar in concepts to the examples above. In Parashas Ki Seitzei, lo yisre'e es sher achicha o es seyoi nidachim. If you happen to see the an animal, domestic animals of your neighbor, lost, wandering, vis alam tomem, don't ignore them. Hashem, Hashem tishivim l'achicha, return them. Another example to do with lost objects, v'chen tase l'chamiroi, v'chen tase l'sim l'soi, v'chen tase l'chol avidas achicha asher tuivad mimeno matzasa, whether it's his donkey, a garment, a briefcase, a watch, a telephone, whatever it is, lo yisuchal yisalem, you may not ignore it. If the laden donkey or some other animal of a fellow Jew have fallen, misalamtamem, you are not permitted to ignore it. Hakeim tokim imoi. Rashi loisuchal isalem means lichboish einecha, to turn your eyes in the other direction. Keilo incha roeso, to pretend you don't see it. Isur ha'isalemus anevem yira. This prohibition of ignoring that stems from yira, mazkir lanu isinen ha'ardama. It hints to us. It reminds us of the concept of sedation, of being anesthetized, that idea which saturates the world. We spoke about it in the first chapter. We define yira there as becoming alert, removing that screen of drunkenness, of intoxication, of being anesthetized. What we see over here is ketzad masirim eses el mus v'adam halacha lemaseh. How halacha lemaseh? How practically we remove that his almus, that ability to ignore, to turn in the other direction, not to see, meaning to be sedated. Ul eze ma'amakim tzarich adam laredes be'atzmoy. To what depths a person has to descend into himself, into his own personality, kedei she'yeh liboy er be'emes, in order to ensure that his heart is truly alert. And come.